Brave Hunter sat on a large picnic cloth with his back against a rock. He took the map, which he was given by the Fairy King, out of his rucksack and unfolded it on the cloth. Nestor sat beside him and poured the soup into the four bowls. Norma took the other jar and poured tea into the cups. While Alice flew above the map to study it carefully. "Here we are," explained Brave Hunter, while he pointed his finger at a spot on the map. "And we should arrive here tonight." His finger was sliding over the map. "There is a log cabin where we are going to stay the night." Alice called out in excitement. "I always find log cabins so cozy." Her wings were fluttering up and down in excitement, setting off the sounds of tiny bells as they whisked through the air. Then she dropped to the cloth and grabbed a sandwich from the dish. Neston was staring at the map, his head bent. "How much further is it walking, Brave Hunter?" he asked. Brave Hunter took a slurp of his soup. I guess 2 or 3 hours. He reached out, grabbed a sandwich and continued. We will be there by the end of the day for sure. Then he took a large bite of the sandwich and mumbled contently. Alice's mother can sure make delicious sandwiches. Alice laughed, nodding in agreement, while taking a piece of apple and flew into the direction of the horses. After a short rest, Brave Hunter jumped up. Come on, let's get moving. I want to be at the log cabin before dark. Norma packed up the baskets, and Nelson and Brave Hunter saddled the horses and tied the packs. When they had finished, Brave Hunter looked around a little concerned and asked, "Does anybody know where Alice has flown to?" Norma, who had just strapped the baskets onto the horses, turned around. "I saw her flying to the horses, but after that I didn't pay any attention." Nelson shook his head. "I didn't see her fly away at all," he answered in surprise. Brave Hunter cupped his hands around his mouth and shouted out loud, "Alice, where are you? We are leaving now." No answer. Again he yelled, "Alice, come on, we really have to go now." All three were silent as mice, listening to a sign of life from Alice. But they didn't hear anything at all. There was only silence. Nestor looked around puzzled and asked, "Where is she?" Brave Hunter had a worried look on his face and nodded to Norma. "Please, could you fly over the crater and look around?" "Of course," answered Norma spontaneously and jumped on her broom. She first flew around the crater, then she flew straight over it and disappeared behind the mountain. Then from the back up again and flew over the mountain. Eventually, she landed in front of Brave Hunter and Neston. She got off her broom and shook her long hair. "I don't see any sign of Alice," she said in a sad voice. It seems as if she has disappeared completely." Neston looked attentively at Norma and finally asked, "Can't you use your magic to bring her back here?" Norma shook her head and said decidedly, "No, I don't have that power." Neston frowned and kicked a small stone while he mumbled, "I wish we had a dog that could track down Alice." Norma looked at Neston with wide eyes and suddenly jumped up. "Oh, but that I can do," she yelled in excitement. Neston looked at her in surprise. "You can work your magic and get us a dog?" Norma shook her head. "No, I can't wizard a dog like that. But I can change the mouse or something else into a dog." Brave Hunter called out to one of the horses that trotted towards them. "Can you change this horse into a dog?" Norma pursed her lips and nodded. "That should work." She put herself in front of the horse, waved her arms in the air, and said in a clear voice, "Horse brown and heavy as a log, from now on you will be a tracker dog." In a flash, a misty cloud appeared around the horse, and when the cloud had dissolved, a brown dog, wagging his tail, stood in front of them. Norma clapped her hands in joy. "It worked!" The dog barked excitedly at Norma. In the meantime, Neston had walked to the baskets and got one of Alice's dresses. He walked back to the dog and pushed the dress under its nose. Search, doggy, search! Find Alice! The dog started enthusiastically sniffing at the dress. When he had sniffed enough, he started to bark and pulled his head backwards. He wants us to follow him, Brave Hunter said to the others, while he took a step in the direction of the dog. The dog barked again, turned around, and started to run, while his nose sniffed the ground and air. The three friends ran after him until the dog stopped near the crater and barked impatiently while he jumped up and down. They could see a big hole where the dog was standing. Do you think that Alice has fallen into that hole? Nestor asked, while panting out of breath. Norma shrugged her shoulders in surprise. But she can fly. Brave Hunter went down on his knees in front of the hole. It's not a rabbit hole, he determined immediately while gazing into the hole. But I can't imagine that Alice would have fallen into it, he said decisively to the others. Then he looked into the hole again and shouted loudly, Alice, are you there?
Alice, are you there?
The sound seemed to carry far. It sounds as if this hole is leading somewhere, as if this is a corridor, Brave Hunter said while he got up. He looked at Nestor and Norma with a disturbed face. It looks as if she has been dragged by something or someone into this corridor.